Hello.
What's your name and tell us where you're
Jason,
from.
Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah, good. I'm just stuck here at Barwon myself, and just good to hear yous all, how yous do get around to different jails and keep all us boys happy and something to do and something to look forward to. So, like Sammy was saying before, there's not much happening in ADOC week, so at least we could do something. Get out the unit and it breaks the jail up a bit, so yeah. I've just started in the kitchen. Obviously, I'm dressed like a kitchen worker. They make us work hard down in the kitchen a bit lately, and it's starting to really, I'm not liking it, put it that way. I want to get out of the kitchen, but really, the way I see it, everyone's different. I like to keep busy during my jail, my sentence, so I'm not, I've got two young boys out there. I'm a single father, and, you know, I'm bloody cry myself to sleep some nights, you know, thinking about my kids and my family who I'm missing and that and what they're doing without me. But I'm not really doing them Zoom visits, Sammy was saying before, because I haven't put down for it because it makes me upset, you know. And my kids, I've got a 12 and 10-year-old, two little beautiful boys who are not really wanting to talk to Dad at the moment. They're, I don't want to talk about that because I want to cry. Them Zoom visits, I'll do my head in because I'll see them and see what I'm missing out there. I've been in and out of jail. I've done lots of jail with a couple of blokes here, actually, back in Barwon in 99 and 2000 and through the 2000s, and I used to, you know, walk the walk and do it easy back then, and now I've got two kids. It's the hardest jail I've ever bloody done in my life, you know what I mean? Because I just know I've got something to lose out there and something also to look forward to snap me out of this life of crime and drugs, and the way I live outside just not good enough for my children, you know? They need a better role model in their life, and I'm trying to do that. As we speak, even though I'm in here, I'm trying to plan for outside and make the right moves.
So when you're on the outside, you were working?
No, I wasn't doing a lot of work. I was a stay-at-home father. I'd bring my boys up on my own because their mum is on drugs and not really ready to be a mum at the moment, which is quite sad because I thought I started a relationship with her and built up that family to have the whole package, not just have kids, but I've just got my kids, which I'm proud of and I'm grateful, you know, but she's just not really ready right now. And I haven't really got time to work out there. I've got a kid with special needs and stuff. My other one's going to mainstream school, but they go to different schools. And, yeah, sometimes it's a nightmare, but it's beautiful at the same time as well. Yeah, I enjoy being a father, but yeah, it took me a while to become one, but yeah. And I don't want to forget, I know you asked Sammy about his dog. I've got, yes, a new little dog out there too. I bought a little Ridgeback before I come inside, and I think it's the best thing for kids, like, they don't answer back, and, you know, unconditional love, like you were saying before, and a dog's all of that, you know what I mean? So I got him a little Ridgeback, cost me an arm and a leg, but he's beautiful, he's 14 weeks at the moment, so yeah, hopefully he's out there looking after me little boys, and yeah, and I've got a little kitten as well. It's amazing, the kitten's like a little fluff ball, like a hard on legs, and I've got a Ridgeback, you know what I mean? Even though he's a pup, he's built like a brick toilet, and it's beautiful how they play together and that. Yeah, I thought, I was a bit scared at first. I'm like, don't, Brandon, don't take the dog next to I mean, the little putty cat next to the, you know, dog, and but yeah, they got along great. So
nice, yeah. And that's your son's name, Brandon.
Yeah, it is. Yes.
Shout out to Brandon and
Noah and your boys. Start talking to Dad.